All positive natural health programs on HRNradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland, and I'm with Zoe Moon, astrologer extraordinaire. How are you doing, Zoe?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there.
Oh, yeah.
This is our last week before Christmas, right?
Yay, yeah, wrapping up the year with a bang, I think, with this Mercury retrograde, so
it'll
be quite interesting, yeah.
Christmas is Saturday, right?
I think Christmas Eve.
Oh, it's Saturday, okay.
And Christmas Day is Sunday,
okay.
I think. I got my dates all messed up, so don't ask me. I just have the highlighted ones I wanted to talk about for all the signs in this month ahead, and the rest of it, I don't know, it's just,
yeah,
crazy for me. So, yeah. So, I mean, if we start to look at it, you know, for everybody looking live, and Mercury went retrograde today on December 19th, and so we are now in this corridor. You might have been experiencing the last 2 weeks in the shadow phase, where things start to slow down, or you have breakdowns or mix-ups and things like that, where we're considered full on into it as of today, and it's going to last until January 8th, and it's happening in the sign of Capricorn, and so we really are being asked over these weeks ahead to kind of slow down and rework things that have to do with Capricorn themes. So that can be about personal goals that we want to go back and review, you know. It can be about something that we are trying to achieve on the career front, or, you know, career situations that we're in and how we want to kind of fine-tune those in some way. It can be about any kind of dealings with authority figures, so we can have things kind of changing or evolving in some way with the boss or the parent or a judge or the president, or anybody that's like consider, you know, a mentor, a teacher, or anybody in that higher up position. So with Mercury, it's all about communications. So you really do want to get in there and talk with people. There's probably going to be people from the past coming back around over these weeks ahead. If there's an old idea that you used to think was a great idea, but you've left it alone for a while, it might be a good time to brush that off and look at it. See if there's some way to tweak that and make it better and take it forward. If you want to renegotiate your terms with people, if you want to, you know, look at old agreements and any of this, anything communication-oriented that focuses on your goals or focuses on the career or focuses on those authority figures, you want to consider this period as a do-over and a chance to kind of get it right. And if there is anything blocking you, if there's something you need to let go of, this period can help you with that, too. And the main thing to remember during a Mercury retrograde, try not to get frustrated. Things do slow down during this phase. So, you know, it's kind of we have the holidays, so it's not like you're going to get a lot of career momentum with new things anyway. So that's probably a good thing. You really don't want to start brand new things during the retrograde. If you can wait until after the 8th, you'll have better momentum behind it. So, you know, don't let yourself get frustrated that you have this kind of little bit of a break right now, because you're meant to. And also then just watch anything that could malfunction. Also, when it comes to communication, there can be mix-ups, you know. Everything is a little off. I know I've had mine. And so you might get the date wrong, or you might get the, you know, the directions wrong, or you might get, somebody might misunderstand you, or you misunderstand them. So just kind of verify facts and figures and take it slow, and you should be okay going through this. Do use it as a do-over to get things right. And, you know, with the cosmic timing of this, here we have Mercury starting this retrograde on the 19th. Then 10 days later, on the 29th of December, we have a new moon in that same arena of Capricorn. So that will take us all the way through the first couple weeks of January, up through the 12th, actually, with new moon momentum. So that couple-week period from the 29th of December to the 12th of January is when you can really then start to get things moving forward into that next level. So you'll still be working with some of the past stuff, because of the retrograde, but now you'll have momentum behind pushing forward with those goals or pushing forward with the career or pushing forward with those authority figures and what we're going to be doing with that. And obviously there'll be kind of like a little bit of a break, you know, once the retrograde's over on the 8th, between the 8th and the 12th, you know, you'll have nothing holding you back, really. So that's going to be like a really wonderful time frame for that. Then the only other thing I can say about, you know, this particular Mercury retrograde is there is going to be a five-day period between the 4th and the 8th of January when Mercury is going to be retrograding backwards and back right out of Capricorn and into Sagittarius. So from January 4th to January 8th, the topic that we are supposed to be reviewing or releasing or reconnecting with past people over are going to be Sagittarius themes. And so at that point, if there's anything in the legal realm that you want to tackle, if there's anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, if there's anything in education, in travel, or with people at a distance, with weddings, with religion or politics, that time frame from the 4th to the 8th is when we have that particular do-over, Sagittarius theme. So you might want to kind of circle those days as a chance to hear from the person you're waiting to hear from or run into them or, you know, pick up the phone yourself and see what you can work out during that time frame. Then in January on the 12th, we have a full moon in Cancer. And so this is really bringing something to a big peak for everybody. We get one of these a year. The one in Cancer is happening in January. We have this chance to reach a goal or to celebrate something coming through for us or to wrap up a project or mark an ending. It's a big peak culmination, you know, so that can be celebratory or it can be about, you know, finalizing something. So in the sign of Cancer, for everybody in general, this means that this is the time when we can really get that final closure or breakthrough or whatever this big moment is with our home or with our real estate deals or with moves or renovations, or it can be about the people in that scenario. So it can be about your family or a parent or a roommate, you know, whatever there is there in that grounded, rooted part of the chart. So, you know, I mean, it could be as simple as you finally got all the decorations down from the holidays and you finished that and your home is back to normal by the 12th. Maybe the relatives have finally left and gotten home. But it could also be if you want to set a goal and you're trying to pack everything up to move, or you're trying to, you know, sign the agreement for the real estate deal, or you're trying to achieve something with a parent or a family member or a roommate, then you want to really target the 12th as the day when this can happen. And then the other major thing going on in January is we do have a January new moon, which happens on the 27th of January. And that'll take you through the rest of January and into February for the first couple weeks. And this is in Aquarius. So, you know, when we get new moon momentum behind Aquarius, it is a fantastic time to launch into new websites, join new interests that you have online, learn new things online. It's a really good time to start new projects with friends or to make new friends, to join groups that you might be interested in or to launch something with the group you're already involved in. It's really good for charities. If you've been thinking about starting your own charity or, you know, getting involved with a charity, it gives you new momentum behind astrology, if you have an interest in that. Any kind of parties or gatherings or events, anything that brings a social context, you know, this is the time to launch because you'll have more momentum behind it than any other time of the year. So from the 27th onward. And then I also should say with Aquarius, it has a personal side to it, which is about our own freedom. So if you've been feeling like you need to break out of a rut or free yourself from some kind of scenario, this particular new moon can help you do that. It also has to do with our personal aspirations. So if you're ready to really go after a dream of yours, this would be a good time. And original projects and ideas and inventions, you know, things that you come up with, you know, from the higher muse there, this is a time to really start to move forward with that as well. So there's quite a bit going on at the end of January, as well as in, with all this Mercury retrograde stuff in the beginning part. So when we start to look at the signs, obviously, you know, Aries, I've kind of covered yours in this overview. So, you know, with the Mercury retrograde in place the rest of December up through the 8th of January, Aries, you really want to be going back over any old goals that you have, letting go of any goals you feel like you've outgrown, going back to any old career decisions or agreements, maybe an old boss or, you know, something that you did in the past you want another shot at. If you're ready to exit the career you're in now, or a boss is ready to leave, that could happen during this time. And also focusing on authority figures, it might be time to go back and reconnect with a parent or a judge or a mentor, a teacher, somebody like that. But you definitely want to be communicating and getting out there and seeing what's possible in these areas. And know that on the 29th of December through the 12th of January, the new moon is in those areas for you. So you will start to then really get that forward momentum while you're still working out the old stuff. You'll start to get that push into the next chapter, the next level, with those personal goals, with the career, with those authority figures. And between January 4th and 8th, Mercury retrograde will flip back into Sagittarius. So during those days, if there's something you need to tackle that is legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, religious, or political, all of those fall in the ninth house of the expansive mind, then that is the time when those things might come back around for you to kind of hash those things out and figure out how to fix whatever's going on there or reconnect with those past scenarios and see what's possible. Then that full moon that happens on the 12th for Aries is about bringing some kind of major breakthrough, finalization, culmination in the home or with family members, with your parents, your roommates, or focused on real estate deals, moves, renovations. Something big can happen around the 12th for you in one of those areas or several of those areas. So you kind of want to work towards what you want to achieve or wrap up because you'll have more momentum around that. And then by the 27th of January, that new moon is going to open up a door and help push you forward all the way through the rest of January and into the first couple weeks of February to launch into new things or take current things to the next level with friends, with groups, with what you're doing online, with astrology, with charities, with social networking and parties and gatherings and events. So really, you really want to say, the Aries want to say yes to all the invitations. You might make new friends, join new groups. I mean, it's definitely a time to socialize for you guys and really set your intentions about what you want, what you aspire to achieve moving forward during those couple weeks because you have more possibility behind it. For Taurus, this Mercury retrograde that started today on December 19th, and it's going to be in effect now all the way through January 8th, is really going to kind of slow you down and take you back over past ninth house matters. Now, the ninth house is that expansive mind arena, so you guys need to go back and look at anything legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel-oriented, wedding-oriented, or about religion or politics. So you can pick one of those things. You can pick all of those things, you know, but those are the scenarios where you're going to be running into past people, where you're going to be going over past ideas or issues that you can try to hash out and resolve now. There may be old opportunities coming back around. You might have a reversal in current situations. Your travel plans might change all of a sudden, or, you know, you thought you were signing a legal agreement and now it changes a little bit. And that's slowing you down enough to work it out to the best possible conclusion by the 8th of January. So take your time with it. Double check the box and figures with everything. And realize that on the 29th of December, that new moon kicks in with those topics that will take you all the way through the 12th of January, giving you a boost forward in those areas. So while you're working on the old stuff, now you can really move towards that next level with the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political things. So it is going to give you a lot of potential to achieve in those areas. And then Mercury retrograde between January 4th and 8th is going to dip back into Taurus's 8th house. So at that point, you're going to have a few little days there to go back, and you either need to go over something financial. So it might be, you know, time to go back and work out the taxes or the insurance policy or the loan or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the alimony or, you know, something with that financial topic to it. Or this is going to bring something back around from your sex life or reproductive scenario or divorce scenario. So it could be somebody that you were intimately involved with shows back up during those few days. Could be that you rekindle your passion for somebody that you're currently with. It could be, you know, that you find out you're pregnant. It could be that, you know, you're hammering out the old divorce issues again, you know. So that little short scenario there, you'll recognize that when it shows up, it's going to be one of those topics, and it's kind of a do-over for you for those days. Then the full moon on the 12th for Taurus is in your communication zone. So this can be when you wrap up or you get that breakthrough with your writing or an agreement or a sale. It can be about a big talk or meeting or interview that's happening around that time, this big thing, bringing things to a culmination. It can be about also, like in your mundane world, it could be something big coming to a head with a brother, sister, neighbor, or something going on with your vehicles or electronics, or a short trip or local activity. There's a lot there, I guess, for Taurus. But something really is hitting that peak around the 12th. And then the new moon on the 27th is opening a door to give you guys that push forward in the 2 weeks that follow, helping you move into that next level with your career or move into that next level with a personal goal that you've set for yourself. Or it can be about something that you're going for with an authority figure. So there's like somebody important on the scene that can help you go to the next level, or you're helping that person. So this could be about your boss, your parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, the producer, and somebody like that. So, you know, aim from the 27th onward to launch into new things in those arenas. For Gemini, you know, Mercury retrograde is happening in the most intense part of the sky for the Gemini. And so, you know, first of all, this is about financial matters. So from December 19th all the way to January 8th, if you want to go back and try to rework out a loan or the commissions or the royalties or the investment or the bankruptcy or the taxes or insurance or alimony or child support or, you know, backers money, partners money, whatever the financial theme is, you can go back in now and sit down and talk with some people from the past and try to get a better situation going for yourself. If there is an issue that needs to come back up for you to find and work out, it'll come up during this time. So pay attention to your bills. Make sure you're not double charged for something, you know. And it may bring some financial people you were involved with before back around during this time, and you want to hash something out with them, so that's possible. Think about anything that you really want to work out and get a better scenario going financially. This is your do-over. Second for Gemini, this is the sexual, reproductive, and divorce part of the sky. So for you guys, you know, this is a big open window where you may be running into people that you were intimately involved with before. They might pick up the phone and call you or send you an email, or you might run into them at the party, whatever. You know, so this is kind of giving you that chance to see if there's still a spark there, if there's still some reason to reconnect with this person. If there was, you know, if you were trying to get pregnant or you were trying to deal with the change of life, anything in the reproductive system, that can be backed up so that you can work that out. And if you've been talking about divorce with your partner, or you are divorced and you may run into that divorce ex the divorce theme may come back up as well. So these are kind of your areas. And on the 29th, we have the new moon in this arena. So from the 29th of December until the 12th of January, you start to get that forward momentum. So you've gone back, you've reconnected with the old financial, sexual, reproductive, or divorce theme, and now you can start to move forward and take them into whatever that next chapter is going to be. So that new momentum is going to start to really kick in. And then Mercury is going to retrograde from the 4th of January to the 8th, that little window, is going to take you back to connect with past relationships. So during that time, it can be about old romantic partners, old business partners, old clients, old specialists, old agents or attorneys, old competitors, you know. So from the 4th to the 8th, it's very likely you'll hear from or run into somebody, or you'll be going back and picking up the phone yourself. So that's kind of your do-over with those people during that time. I have a little bit more for Gemini, but I guess we'll
take a short break now. And we'll be back with Zoe Moon and Gemini.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland, back with Zoe Moon, and we were talking about Gemini.
Yeah, so Gemini, you know, focus on those relationships between the 4th and the 8th with that retrograde, and see what you need to hear and what you need to say during that time period. Then that full moon on the 12th for Gemini is about your personal income or your possessions or products or purchases, so you can really wrap things up at that time or have your breakthroughs and achievements and celebrations. So you want to aim for what you want to see happen around the 12th with those topics. And then that new moon on the 27th, for Gemini, this is going to open up a two-week window taking you into February that really will kind of boost you forward into that next level with anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, travel, education, legal, wedding, religious, or political themes. So you got quite a bit to choose from, and you just want to be proactive about really starting to go for what you want in those areas from the 27th of January onward. For Cancer, this Mercury retrograde is focusing on relationships for you guys. So from December 19th until January 8th, it's time to slow down with, you know, moving forward to the next thing with the current situation. And really go back and hammer things out with your current ones or past people. And relationships mean your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents. Get in there and talk about things and figure out, you know, what it is you want and what it is that needs to be agreed upon over this time frame. And on the 29th of December, that new moon will push you forward and start to help you take things into that next chapter with these key relationships. And you'll have until the 12th of January with that forward momentum. So hash it out and move it forward. And the Mercury retrograde period, where it dips back into Sagittarius from January 4th to the 8th, Cancer, that particular little time frame, you guys need to go back and work something out with the paperwork or with hired help, someone you've hired in any, you know, scenario. It might be about going back and reworking something with coworkers or with a job scenario or a health situation or the animals. So it's a little varied, but, you know, you'll know which one is important to you at the time. Definitely take the time to connect and figure out what you need to get right in those areas. The full moon on the 12th is in your sign, Cancer. So this is a big deal for you guys where something is climaxing. It can be that there's a big celebration about what you've achieved or about you and what you're doing. Or, you know, there can be you wrapping up something or ending something that's been going on that is personal or physical to you. Really puts a spotlight on you guys around the 12th. So work towards what you want to see culminate at that time. And then the new moon on the 27th is in Cancer's 8th house. So this launches you guys forward, taking you into the first couple weeks of February, and it will help you move forward in financial realm. So if you need to, you know, sit down with a financial advisor or go work out the loan or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the taxes or insurance or investments or settlements or alimony, whatever that might be, this is the time to get in there and seek out your financial expert and see what you can do about it. And then also this new moon will boost you guys forward in your sex life. So if you've been feeling under the weather or you haven't had a partner, whatever it might be, this will open that door for you guys to take it to the next level. It can help you take things to the next level reproductively. And or if there's a divorce scenario going on, it can help you move that forward as well. All right, for Leo. Leo, the Mercury retrograde is very detail-oriented for you guys this time around, so you really want to pay attention to all the facts and figures. Seems like, you know, there's some things that you need to catch that might have slipped by you. This has started today on December 19th. It's going to last until January 8th. I would say tackle all your paperwork, go over things with your job, with organizing and cleaning, with coworkers and hired help. And then also really getting specific about your health and about animals in your life. So whatever you need to backtrack over, you may be running into people from the past that can help you figure it out. There might be old opportunities coming back around, old issues coming back up to be figured out, you know. So just be open to slowing down on those areas and really kind of fine-tuning something. And then note that on the 29th of December, the new moon kicks in those areas. So from the 29th until the 12th of January, you have new moon momentum pushing you forward with your job and your health and your paperwork and your coworkers and hired help and animals and organizing and cleaning, right? So you'll still be kind of reworking the old stuff, but you'll now be moving forward. So it'll give you that momentum. When Mercury retrograde slips back into Sagittarius from the 4th to the 8th, for Leo, that little window is about lovers, children, creative projects, or something recreational. So you guys are going to be running into the past there, rekindling or releasing something, reworking something in one of those four areas during that little window. So pay attention to that. The full moon on the 12th for Leo brings something to a head with anything in the muse-related area, like with film or music or painting or poetry or dance or sculpture. Or it's bringing something to a head in the healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals or other kinds of institutions arena. Or it's bringing something to a head with a clandestine romance or romantic getaway. Or something in the spiritual realm with prayer, meditation, yoga. Or something in research or investigations. I know that's a big list. But, you know, I'm sure there's one or two of those things that you're really trying to work towards a conclusion or a breakthrough or a celebration with, and you will see that peaking around the 12th of January. The new moon on the 27th for Leo opens up a huge new push forward for Leo with relationships. So from the 27th of January up through the first couple weeks of February, you'll have a lot of favored momentum to help you take things to the next level with romantic partners and business partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and what you're doing with the competition, right? So think relationships at the end of the month. For Virgo, the Mercury retrograde is kind of personal for you guys because it's taking you guys back and giving you a do-over with your love life or a particular lover, or it's giving you a do-over with children or creative projects, or a specific creative project, or your recreational life. So you can actually have a do-over with all of those things if you want. You need to slow down in whatever you're doing in any of those things right now and kind of go back and rekindle things or rehash things, or if there's issues, hammer those out. Have those talks and meetings and figure out what it is that you want and what you need to do to work all that around. And by December 29th, the new moon will start to push you forward. So now it gives you a chance to take, you know, whatever you've done with these past lovers and kids and creative projects and fun and start to move that into the next chapter, whatever that's going to be. So some of that you'll pull along with you, and some of that you'll reinvent in some new way, and some of that you'll release so that you can move forward in the direction you want to. So that's when the new momentum starts to gather. Then there is that little window between the 4th and the 8th of January where Mercury is going to dip back into Sagittarius. So in those days, on those days, Virgo, you really want to go back. There's something for you to work out about your house or your family or parents or roommates or something with real estate deals or moves or renovations. So, you know, maybe somebody's going to visit you from the past and stay in your house, or maybe there's an old real estate deal that you wanted and now you can get jump on it again, or you thought about moving and now you're ready to move again. You know, whatever that, going back to the past and working things out, you want to focus on that between the 4th and the 8th. The full moon on the 12th of January for Virgo is a big one in your social realm. So you might be celebrating with friends or groups or online. You might wrap up that online project or in that group or hopefully not in friendships, but there could be big celebrations and achievements or wrapping up with things or endings with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, and that kind of thing. I'd say plan a party for that night. and then the new moon on the 27th for Virgo gives you that new moon momentum in work, health, pets, coworkers, hired help, and paperwork. So that's when you want to launch forward with that.
Okay, we're going to have another short break, and we'll be back with Zoe Moon.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland and Zoe Moon. And where did we get to, Zoe?
We're up to Libra.
Libra.
So, Libra, this Mercury retrograde is asking you guys to go back starting now, December 19th through January 8th, and rehash anything that involves your home, real estate deals, moves or renovations, or anything that involves family, parents, or roommates. So you might have somebody or something current kind of slow down or retreat a little bit during this time frame, giving you some space to figure it out. Or you might be hearing from a lot of people or situations or ideas from the past and getting a chance at seeing what's possible there. You might be traveling back to an old home you used to live in or, you know, reconnecting with the family. That would make sense, I guess, over the holiday. But definitely a do-over for you to talk things out and make some choices and rehash things that you might want another shot at. And know that then on the 29th of December, this starts this new moon, so now you start to really move forward towards whatever that next level is going to be with those topics. And with Mercury retrograding, just that little window between January 4th and 8th, when it goes back into Sagittarius, Libra, that seems to be an important time for you with an agreement or a sale or something with your writing, a talk, a meeting, an interview, an audition. It's very communication-oriented. Maybe there's an offer there. And then on the mundane side of that for Libra, it could also be that that little window is very important for you to rehash something with a brother, sister, neighbor, or with vehicles or electronics or a short trip or local situation playing out. So, you know, you'll notice it. You'll recognize it when it comes up. You don't have very many days to get in there and really make it happen, so dive in when you see it. And that's your do-over for that period. And then on the 12th, on the full moon, Libra, that's in your career midheaven. So you can have something really kind of peaking and coming through for you or wrapping up with that career. You could also get some recognition, or you could be achieving something that is a personal goal of yours. And there can also be something peaking with an authority figure, so something big happening with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, the mentor, somebody like that. So aim for what you want to see come through or wrap up. And then that new moon on the 27th for Libra, this is in the fun part of the sky for you guys. So from the 27th of January up through the first couple weeks of February, you have a boost from the universe kind of pushing you forward and helping you go into that next chapter with your love life or with lovers, with children, with creative projects, and with anything recreational you want to pursue. So it's a really good time to dive into that. For Scorpio, this Mercury retrograde is in the communication zone. So it's like getting a double, you know, it's like it is in the area that it rules. So super important time for Scorpios to hear from people from the past and to pick up old ideas and rehash them, go back over old writing or old interviews or auditions, old offers, and see if there's anything you still are interested in with that. Get out there and do things locally or in short trips to nearby places, because that can bring some past opportunities back around. Also, for Scorpio, this may be about brothers, sisters, neighbors, or vehicles and electronics. So at this point, if you need to go back and get something right in one of those areas, this will give you that opportunity. So communicate, communicate, and connect with those other arenas. The new moon on the 29th will start to boost you forward. So, you know, at that point, these people you've talked to or the old ideas you've picked back up, you'll now have some legs under it and start to be able to take that into that next chapter. If you've interviewed or auditioned with somebody from the past, now you start to see that move forward. If there's an old agreement or sale, you'll start to see that move forward. So kind of time it along with that. With Mercury retrograding in that little short window between the 4th and 8th of January, where it goes back into Sagittarius, Scorpio, those few days are about a do-over with your income, your purchases, or your possessions or products. And so at that point, you know, you get a chance to go in and hash out the agreement or, you know, interview or make the sale or, you know, have the decision made, you know, that gives you that chance to revive that in some way. The full moon on the 12th for Scorpio brings something to a head in the ninth house. So this is either something big coming through and you're celebrating or you're wrapping something up that has to do with a trip, with a legal matter, with an educational matter, or with anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. It could also be about weddings, religion, or politics. So whatever you're working towards, that you can expect that to really have its high point around the 12th. And then the new moon on the 27th for Scorpio is your push forward to start to take things into that next level with your home, with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with your family, a parent, or roommate situation. So, wherever you'd like to take that, this is the time to start pushing that into the next level. For Sagittarius, this Mercury retrograde is all about your income, your purchases, your possessions, and your product. See if you have a product, right? So, you know, this is a do-over. So things are going to slow down between December 19th and January 8th in those areas, so that you can go back and rethink things. Are you, you know, are you doing what you want to do to make money? Are you making enough money for what you're doing? Is there some new can you renegotiate terms? Can you refocus your sales? Can you write or interview and run into some old people and pick up some old projects and rehash them so that there's a better footing when you start to move forward with income or your products or possessions or purchases? And the new moon on the 29th will give you that boost forward. So from the 29th all the way through the 12th of January, you know, you'll start to really see momentum taking you forward with the income and products and purchases and possessions. So you just want to, you know, continue to connect with the old people and situations and see where this can take you. When we have that little window between January 4th and 8th, when Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius, that's your sign, Sagittarius. So those few days, it's about focusing on yourself. You know, is there something about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your signature on something? Is it personal to you? You know, how do you go back and either release something or reconnect with somebody from the past to work something out for you personally or physically during those days? The full moon on the 12th brings something to a big peak for Sagittarius, either in your financial realm, so something finally wrapping up or coming through with the loan, the inheritance, the insurance, the taxes, the bankruptcy, the investment, the alimony, whatever that might be. Or it's a big moment for you guys in your sex life or reproductively or with the divorce. So I guess you could go really good or really scary. But that's when it peaks on the 12th. And then the new moon on the 27th for Sag, opening up fresh possibilities in talks and meetings, interviews and auditions, sales and agreements, writing, and anything with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. So launch forward from the 27th with those things.
Okay. So we're going to have a short break, and we'll be back for our last segment with Zoe Moon.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland back with Zoe Moon. And Zoe, did we get up to Capricorn?
We did. So Capricorn, this Mercury retrograde is in your sign, so I know you guys are feeling it. You know, when we have Mercury retrograde in our sign, we're really supposed to slow ourselves down and rethink something important to ourselves. And so from December 19th until January 8th, the Capricorns really need to rethink, you know, are we happy with our bodies? Are we happy with our image? Are we happy with our name or our title or our brand or any personal goals that we have set for ourselves? And is there somebody from the past that we need to reconnect with to work that out? Or is there somebody that we need to release? Or is there an old issue or idea or opportunity that we need to rehash in some way? And so take your time, Capricorn. Let it play out. Let people, you know, pick up the phone and call you. Run into those people from the past. See what it is that you can rework during this time frame. The new moon on the 29th will start to push you forward. So by then, you will have some idea about what it is you want to go for, and you will have, you know, reconnected, released, and reworked a lot of it. And then you'll have all the way through the 12th to really start to see momentum for you personally and you physically getting into that next level. When Mercury retrogrades back into Sagittarius for that little window between January 4th and January 8th, Capricorn, that is when you are going to kind of dip back into the past, either via some kind of romantic getaway or clandestine romance, something private or secret there. Or you're going to go back and rehash something with addictions or healing or hospitals, or you're going to go back to over an old artistic project or talent or pursuit or something in your spiritual practices, or finally you're going to go back through the investigations or the research and the strategies and figure something out. So there's quite a bit there that you can pick from. You'll know which one is calling to you, and you'll want to kind of get in there and talk with people from the past and think about what it is that, you know, still needs to be said and what you're going to do about it. The full moon on the 12th for Capricorn is a big culmination with your relationships. And so something is either going to be, you know, you're going to have a breakthrough and a celebration and an achievement, or you're going to be wrapping something up or marking an ending. And this will either be about a romantic partnership or a business partnership, something going on with clients, a specialist, agents, attorneys, competitors, or opponents. The new moon on the 27th for Capricorn opens up a two-week window that takes you into that first couple weeks of February and will really help you take things to that next level with your personal income, with any purchases you want to make, any possessions or products you're pursuing. So that's when you want to kind of push that stuff forward. For Aquarius, the Mercury retrograde is happening in the karmic kind of mysterious part of the sky for the Aquariuses. So this is an interesting time for you guys, to say the least. You guys are going to be rethinking things or thinking about people from the past or situations from the past that have that kind of karmic thread throughout time for you. You may be running into people that were involved with you romantically from the past. You might be running into past situations that are spiritual or artistic, or on the challenging side, addictive. You might be going back and reworking something about healing in hospitals or research and investigations. So there's a lot there for the Aquarius. There's a lot of it is just going to be kind of faded, I think, for you guys. And so you really just want to be open to the ideas you're having that are coming back from the past and the people you're running into and hearing from and the, you know, the issues that you might feel like it's time to hammer out. And allow this to take its course during these weeks and see where it takes you. And know that on the 29th, that new moon will start to push you forward and all the way through the first couple weeks of January. So you'll have momentum in taking those romantic, spiritual, artistic, healing, hospital, addictive, research, investigative themes forward at that point. The retrograde dips back into Sagittarius from January 6th to the 8th. So during that little window, Aquarius, it'll probably be a relief because it's going to just take you back to social themes. So you might be running into old friends or doing something with an old group or something online or with astrology or charities or parties or events, you know, and that's where kind of the past will come back up at that point to give you a do-over during that time frame. The full moon on the 12th is work-related, number one, so there could be some kind of big job breakthrough or promotion, or you quit the job, or, you know, some kind of big peak with your work. It can also be about health. So if you've been, you might have a breakthrough or, you know, achieve that health goal. It can be about paperwork, coworkers, hired help, or animals. And then that new moon on the 27th is in your sign, Aquarius. So for the 2 weeks that follow, it's time to push yourself forward moving into the direction you want to go.
Okay. We're going to have a short break, and we'll be back with Zoe Moon.
Environmentally sound for your mind. HRNradio.com.
Zoe, thank you for being here, and give us 1 minute on Pisces.
Thank you, Sally. Pisces, this Mercury retrograde is taking you back with old friends, group affiliations, what you do online with astrology, charities, social networking, and gatherings. So that's where you want to slow down and reconnect with past people and see what you can figure out. The new moon on the 29th will start to take you into the next level. You can go with that. And then when it dips back into Sag from the 4th to the 8th, that'll give you a few days to really refocus on career, personal goals, or something going on with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, somebody like that. The full moon on the 12th will bring something to a climax with a lover, your children, a creative project, or something recreational. So you'll be celebrating or wrapping something up then. And that new moon on the 27th will boost you forward in any kind of artistic projects, anything with your romantic life, any healing or hospital needs, or your spiritual practices. So that's our Pisces.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year, and God bless you.